Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
Ben Lieberman, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So take us through it, what you're writing about as far as, you know, thinking about something that we use day to day, our appliances, and a lot of these policies will be going into effect. Maybe people don't realize it. Everything from your water heater, your wash machine, dishwasher, even down to light bulbs, things are changing. And maybe this won't be very popular with a lot of Americans once they realize, once they use these newly more regulated objects. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, well, this became a much bigger issue last year with the controversy over potential gas stove regulations. And the administration backed off somewhat on that in light of the public anger over that. But just about everything else around the house that plugs in or fires up is also subject to regulations that are already causing problems or will cause problems when they take effect. I think the only good news is that the government isn't regulating televisions. They've left those off the hook. But pretty much everything else is going to become more expensive, not work as well, or possibly both.
And one concern, I think, you know, I'm looking at your list. Number one, furnaces. Number two on the list, you have water heaters. But number three, central air conditioning units. So can you take me through those three first and foremost? Because this affects pretty much, I mean, most of us. But what changes and when does it change?
Well, for furnaces, a new Department of Energy efficiency standard will essentially eliminate from the market something called a non-condensing gas furnace. That's the most affordable type of furnace in favor of more efficient condensing furnaces. The problem is if you have the old-style one in your house, you're probably best off with a like-kind replacement rather than switching to the new ones, which has all kinds of installation challenges, venting challenges. So the bottom line is with these standards, one size does not fit all. No two homes are alike. But in order to impose efficiency regulations, we're getting rid of models that actually make sense for especially older, smaller, space-constrained home. Similar with water heaters, as of 2029, an electric water heater is going to cost around $950 more, and that's the Department of Energy estimate. Those estimates tend to be on the low side. Generally speaking, we're just being forced to use the more eco-friendly version. The problem is that it doesn't make sense for us. It doesn't make sense for every home. For air conditioners, well, the refrigerant used in air conditioners decades ago, the refrigerants that were blamed for poking a hole in the ozone layer were outlawed. And now there's new refrigerants. Now they're blamed for climate change. And so they're going away. And so new refrigerants that, surprise, surprise, cost more and make the equipment more expensive, they're going to be required starting with new central air conditioners on January 1st, 2025. So that one's not far away. For a lot of folks, there's going to be some real sticker shock when you you buy your next air conditioner. And the thing is, it's cumulative. Every house, every room in the house is being hit with something. And just think what this does to things like housing affordability, which is already
And when you think about, and then you go to number four and five, and these are the ones at the top of your list, dishwashers. And this is my beef with the dishwashers. When I got a new dishwasher within the last year or so, you know what they told me? They said, buy a standard one, but buy an extra warranty. It's going to last, give or take, 5 years. It's not like back in the day. This thing, and it still, it's relatively new. Generally speaking, I have to rinse everything off. So you think about waste, and I wish they studied this, Ben, because what happens is you're rinsing everything off in the sink, which is the worst. You know, because you're running all that water and maybe warmer water trying to rinse it off. Then you put it in, it still doesn't get it right, and then sometimes you're rerunning it. So take me through as far as dishwashers and light bulbs, what's happening here?
Well, dishwashers may be the most overregulated home appliance. I count four rounds of tighter energy and water use limits, and more. Most recently, the agency has now done regulation number five. And what's happened to machines, they have to use such a small trickle of water, it takes a lot longer to do a load of dishes. And that's a direct result of these regulations. Back in the day, a dishwasher took about an hour. Now they take about 2 hours or more, and they don't do, as you mentioned, they don't do as good a load. And when you find yourself having to rinse off dishes before or after, you know, what are you really saving? And so it's quite foolish. And what makes me angry about dishwashers, this is one where regulators, if they wanted to do the right thing, they'd be trying to fix the problems caused by their last regulations. They wouldn't just blindly be moving forward with new regulations. And we already know that dishwashers, they don't work as well, they don't last as long, and they take 2 hours instead of one to do a load of dishes. With light bulbs, again, it's the same story of just, you know, constant rounds of more and more regulations. The old incandescent bulb, that's already on the way out due to past regulations. The new light bulb that's taken its place is the light-emitting diode or LED bulbs, which I'm okay with. Some people don't like. They do cost more. Some people don't like the light quality. I'm okay with the LED bulbs. Some people are not, but that's already happened. Now there's a new regulation that's going to require those LED bulbs to meet tough new efficiency standards. That will knock most of those off the market and raise the cost of the remaining ones by more than about double. So you know, it just never ends. And the thing is, you know, if you want an ultra-efficient light bulb or an ultra-efficient furnace, you're always free to buy one. You can always, look for the most environmentally friendly models. But what these regulations do, they force that choice on everyone. Mm-hmm. And what we're learning is that efficiency is something that can be taken to a foolish extreme. And that's what we get out of these government mandates.
But then when you look at these and you consider, okay, number one, we talked about the fact that all these appliances back in the day, my dad talks about this, you know, when you would invest in an appliance, you could count on the fact that it would last a long time, maybe 20 years. And that's why I started out by talking about going to the Jersey Shore. You know, my husband always finds some great deal on somebody's home from back in the day, and they still have the same appliance, you know, that's well over 20. Sometimes it's 30 years. It's still running. They've had it repaired. But nowadays, when you look at landfills and you look at these appliances maybe going 5 years, if you're lucky, refrigerators, try to find somebody with a newer fridge that lasts even 10 years. So what happens is they're throwing it out, and then it goes in a landfill. So when you look at the total efficiency of it and the environmental impact, I would think, wow, wouldn't they want to build things that last?
Absolutely. This stuff doesn't make sense economically, and it doesn't make sense environmentally when you look at, as you mentioned, appliances that end up in landfills and you have to buy a new one, and there's a lot of materials and energy that goes into to manufacturing these machines. In a nutshell, what's going on is that these products have to become a lot more complicated in order to meet the new regulations. And that means a lot more can go wrong with them, and they don't last as long as the tried and true but simpler designs of the past.
As far as, you know, when you look at, let's say, air conditioning, we hear about the ozone. And by the way, didn't the ozone, wasn't it healing? You know, because you think about the history of that the reason we got rid of certain deodorants, spray deodorant, oh, you can't, it's going to ruin the ozone. And then all of a sudden the ozone was healing. So is there something else going? I mean, I'm all for the environment, clean air, clean water. I'm a member of the Friends of the Wissahickon here locally. Like, I love the environment. I really do. Don't make fun of me. I get the little magazine, you know, and I taught my kids all that, Schuylkill Nature Center. So I mean, I think we all could say we love our environment and making sure that the air that we breathe and the water that we drink or swim in, right, that it's clean. But are these really doing that job? I mean, Ben, as an expert, I'm asking you, are these, Are these environmental regulations really doing the job, making a difference for clean air and clean water?
It took me a long time to figure this out, but a lot of environmentalists don't give a hoot about the environment. That's just an excuse for an agenda that actually has very little to do with environmental protection. And that's why we see so many things that don't make environmental sense and harm consumers. No, we're not going to save the planet with newfangled stoves and light bulbs and ceiling fans. It's not necessary. It's not even helpful at all. But it is a major inconvenience to homeowners and a real cost, especially, for example, for people who are aspiring to buy their first home. This just makes it that much harder.
Yeah. Amen. Well, Ben Lieberman, thank you so much. I love, you know, you're obviously an expert, but you put it in the wording of a common man so we can all understand it with all these crazy regulations. Ben, thanks a million.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.